Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive towards the mound. Horlan catches it and throws to first to double up Lump. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries takes first base on ball four. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive towards the mound. Horlan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive towards third. Fries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards first. Cash catches it and steps on first to double up Robinson. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fries hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Cash reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward throws the ball into Buford, who tags Horton, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McLain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. McLain goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane now catching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freese strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Bob Locker now pitching. John Romano now catching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Kaline scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt is hit by the pitch. Horton moves to second. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McLain hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cash is hit by the pitch. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe scores. Lump moves to third. Cash moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to first and picks off Brown. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Al Kaline now playing right field. Willie Horton now playing left field. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Agee moves to third. Larry Sherry now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freezes 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. 1 out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Bob Locker. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buford is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Agee reaches third base with a triple. Hansen scores. Romano goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Tigers. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.